request that you guys leave the property.
Mm-hmm.
They made the request that you guys leave, so you need to obey that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, in accordance with trespassing laws that they've mm-hmm. expressed that they're willing to be victims for, you guys need to leave the property and never return.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Okay.
To what? Finish.
Why do you say that?
Because God has commanded us to preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
So we're knocking every door in the city of Tempe, including this place.
They are saying that you are not allowed.
We're going to do it anyway.
Okay, now why would you do that?
Because God has commanded us to preach the gospel to every person in our city. And so we're systematically knocking every door in Tempe, Phoenix, Scottsdale,
I'm advising
Mesa.
I'm advising you that if you do, mm-hmm. you're going to go to jail.
Okay, well, I'll see you then. You can send me to jail then.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Have a better day.
Yeah. I'm having a great day. You know, I hope that you're not going to go to hell when you die. I hope that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Do you? Do you know Christ as your Savior?
Would you step back, please?
Okay. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
I've been baptized. Yes, I do.
Well, being baptized doesn't get you to heaven, though.
Please get in your van and leave.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I hope you're on your way to heaven because what you're doing right now is evil. And you're not enforcing any righteous laws.
You're this close from going to jail. Okay.
Okay. Then take
Stop.
Me to jail.
Leave right
then,
now.
Then take me to jail. Leave I have the right to be here.
No, you
I have the right, according to the First Amendment, to follow my religion.
This is private property. They've expressed that they don't want.
Listen,
you
these people have the choice
you mind,
whether
you mind helping out
if
this, you need to get this guy out.
Sir,
the property
would you please listen to me?
Jail.
Sir,
no, I will not. Let's go.
Sir,
go.
Listen to
go.
Me. These people have the right to decide whether they want to hear the gospel or not.
From the property. Okay?
Sir, I'm going to leave the property. I just want to finish saying my piece. Since you work for me as a citizen, I want to finish saying what I want to say.
Please get in your vehicle and leave.
May I finish speaking to you and then I will leave?
No, the request has been made by an agent of this private property that you are not welcome here. Okay,
well, listen to me. All these people have the right to decide whether they want to hear the gospel. And if they tell us no, we walk away.
You need to
They're not
the going to
seek us out. We have to seek them out.
Okay. This is mm-hmm. your last warning. Okay?
You're going to take me to jail for what?
For trespassing.
And that's so trespassing, standing here, going
You're
to each person.
Property.
Whose private property? These
want...
people are all leasing it. They have the right to hear the gospel.
Do you plan on leaving?
I already told you that I planned on leaving.
So. Then do so.
I wanted to say my piece, sir, since you work for me.
Then do so. Turn around.
Okay?
And leave. And
you guys
work
for me. And you know what? You are enforcing evil laws. Okay?
So.
You're trying to stop people from hearing the gospel. And if we're not allowed to knock doors in any apartment complexes in Tempe, and if we're not allowed to knock doors anywhere that there's an HOA, then that means we can't knock half the doors, because that's half of this city. And God has commanded us to preach the gospel to every creature. We're not just going to let half the city go to hell because of your stupid, foolish laws. You understand? I already told you I'm leaving. All right. See you later. We had an encounter with the Phoenix Police Department just about 25 minutes ago. We were out soul winning in a Phoenix apartment complex. And here's the way the laws work around here. And everywhere in America, it's probably the same thing. In Tempe, Phoenix, etc., is that all the apartment complexes, they ban soul winning, all of them. 100% of them, they just put a sign out at the edge of the complex that says, no trespassing, no soliciting. And then they'll just throw you out. If anytime the management sees you, they'll throw you out, okay? Same thing with all the nice neighborhoods that have a HOA or homeowners association. They'll just put a sign on the edge of the neighborhood saying, no soliciting, no trespassing, right? Well, here's the problem with that. The problem with that is that in our city here of Tempe, that's way more than half of the population. Are you listening? More than half of the population of Tempe lives in an apartment or in a neighborhood with an HOA. Dramatically more than half. So should we as a church just not give the gospel to more than half of the population of our city? Is that what we should do? I know Christ told us to preach the gospel to every creature, but, I mean, the law is the law, so let's just let half of our town go to hell. No. We need to go in there and preach the gospel anyway. That's what we've been doing for the last 11 years. That's what we're going to continue to do. Tempe has some ordinance that you're not even allowed to do soul winning within the city limits of Tempe. And we've been doing it for 11 and a half years, and we're going to keep on doing it, and we're not going to stop. And, you know, and people, they get upset about that sometimes, say, well, you got to follow the law of the land. No. Read the book of Acts. They were being prohibited by the authorities from preaching the gospel, and they said, we ought to obey God rather than men. They said, hey, you can't preach in this name. You can't do this in Jerusalem. And they ceased not daily in the temple and in every house. In every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So this police officer, you know, is sternly telling us, hey, you got to get out of here. And we were, by the time they round us up, we're about to leave anyway, because it's only a 1 hour soul winning time that we have on Wednesdays. And so, you know, by the time the management calls the police and the police finally get out there, and then when the police approach one group, they're like, well, there's 15 of us. So then they got to figure out, you know, find everybody and everything. So by the time they rounded everybody up, it was practically time to go anyway. It's like 6:25, 6:30. We're just wrapping up anyway. So he's like, oh, you know, you got to move this vehicle. You got to get this out of here. And he said, you know, you're trespassing and you can never come back. And I told him, I said, I'll be back. I didn't say it like that, but I said, I'm coming back. He's like, why would you do that? Now, why would you do that? I said, because God has commanded me to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. And if I follow your laws, then I would have to let half of this city go to hell without even giving them a chance, without even giving them a chance to get the gospel. Oh, well, this is their private property. And this is what's such a scam. Private property. Wrong. Exactly. People are leasing that property.
Right.
Those people that live there have the right to have whatever guests they want to have come and visit them. And here's the thing. If they don't want to talk to us, then we'll leave. I mean, if I knock on a door and somebody says, I'm not interested, you know what? I'm in a hurry to get out of there. Why? I don't want to waste my time with somebody who's not interested. Look, I want to get to the guy who is interested. And you know, for all the naysayers out there who don't like this, how about the four people that we won to Christ in that hour?
Amen.
While the police were trying to round us up, we won four people unto the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what? You say, well, don't go back. Well, you know what? I bet if we go back, we'll get another four people saved. Since we got half the apartment complex left. And by the way, if we let them stop us from soul winning in the apartments and the HOAs, it's just one small step from just, you can't do it at all. Oh yeah, that's already the rule in Tempe. So the point is that they are just going to take as much of our liberty away as you let them. And this is something that's important. I mean, we have to go soul winning. We have to win people to Christ. Now, the Bible does say if they persecute you in this city, flee into another. But you know what? That's not persecution when a cop comes up and says, you have to leave or else. Or else what? Well, I'll arrest you and put you in jail. And I just told him, put me in jail. I mean, are you really going to put a pastor in jail for evangelizing? That's going to make them look stupid.
Yeah.
We'll just make a YouTube video and get all kinds of mileage out of that. And it's not going to kill me to spend the night in jail, because you know what? All the great men of God in the Bible, they all spent time in jail.
Right.
Am I better than them? Oh, I'm not going to spend the night in jail. Put me in jail. Let me spend the night in jail. The bottom line is that if we just say, oh, yes, yes, sir. Oh, sure, officer. What you're doing is emboldening him to then tell the next soul winner to stop and tell the next soul winner to stop. One time we had a group of ladies from our church soul winning. They said five cop cars.
Sir, we're going to need backup. There's ladies here in long skirts with they're wearing babies and they've got a Bible. And
you know, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, and then at one point, John, they told me that John McPhail, he's just standing there holding his Bible. He didn't like John's stance, the way he held his Bible. So the cop says to him, you look hostile right now. You know, it's like that typical, like, stop resisting, you know. John, did you look hostile? Because every time I see you, you're smiling. You're not really... He's not a very hostile guy. Even when he's mad, he's smiling. So, you know, I feel strongly about this.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that, you know, if you just let them just ban us from half the doors, first of all, we're going to run out of doors because this is a soul-winning machine here at Faithful Word. We're knocking every door, number one. But number two, what about those four people? They're going to heaven.
Amen.
They're going to heaven. And, you know, I didn't curse this guy or anything. I blessed him in the name of, I said, I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I said, I hope you don't spend eternity in hell for the evil that you're doing right now. I hope Jesus is your Savior so that you could be forgiven. And he's like, well, I've been baptized, so I'm fine. I said, well, that's, I told him, I said, that's not going to get you to heaven. You know, he's like, I can't talk about, I don't want to talk about this, you know. And he's just like, you're this close. You're this close to going to jail. You're this close. You're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're going to jail. They don't want to take me to jail. And all I told him, I said, I'll leave because we're going to leave anyway. I said, I'll leave, but I'll be back. And I said, but before I leave, you're going to listen to what I have to say. I'm going to say my piece to you because you work for me and I have the right to say what I want to say about this because you're violating my constitutional First Amendment right here. Because the First Amendment gives me the right to exercise my religion, and this is the traditional religion of the United States of America, Christianity, and I'm exercising it by going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. It's very biblical. It has a long tradition in our country, and we're going to continue to do it. And so, you know, he just kept interrupting me and wouldn't listen and threatening to kidnap me and everything like that. So, you know, but I got across a little bit of what I wanted to say. Because if you just make it too easy for them, then you're just emboldening them. You're just encouraging them, you know. And you know what I told the guy, too, by the way? I told him, I said, well, these people have the right to decide. They live here. They have the right to decide whether they want to hear the good news or not. And if they say no, we'll walk away. But at least four of them wanted to hear it and got saved. But then there were a lot of others who wanted to hear it that didn't get saved, but they wanted to listen. They wanted to hear the gospel. So what about their right to escape hell by hearing the good news of Jesus Christ? You know, you can't just have this one manager just decide for everybody.
Right. I'm deciding that
she doesn't own that property. Right. It's been leased out to those people, and those people have the right to decide who they talk to and when and why.
I'm going to use whether they want to hear the gospel or not.
From the property. Okay?
Sir, I'm going to leave the property. I just want to finish saying my piece. Since you work for me as a citizen, I want to finish saying what I want to say.
Please get in your vehicle and leave.
May I finish speaking to you and then I will leave?
The request has been made by an agent of this private property that you are not welcome here. Okay?
Okay, well, listen to me. All these people have the right to.
You made the request that you guys leave the property.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys leave, so you need to obey that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, in accordance with trespassing laws that they've expressed that they're willing to be victims for, you guys need to leave the property and never return.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Okay.
To finish.
Why do you say that?
Because God has commanded us to preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
So we're knocking every door in the city today. You know, I hope that you're not going to go to hell when you die. I hope that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Do you? Do you know Christ as your Savior?
Would you step back, please?
Okay. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
I've been baptized. Yes, I do.
Well, being baptized doesn't get you to heaven, though.
Please get in your van and leave.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I hope you're on your way to heaven because what you're doing right now is evil. And you're not enforcing any righteous laws.
You're this close from going to jail. Okay,
then take me to jail.
Leave right now.
Then take me to jail. I have the right to be here. I have the right, according to the First Amendment, to follow my religion.
This is private property. They've expressed that they don't want
to. Listen, these people have the choice whether.
You need to get this guy out of
the property. Sir, would you please listen to me? Sir.
No, I will not. Let's go.
Sir, listen to me. These people have the right to decide. Tempe, including this place.
They are saying that you are not allowed.
We're going to do it anyway.
Okay, now why would you do that?
Because God has commanded us to preach the gospel to every person in our city, and so we're systematically knocking every door in Tempe, Phoenix, Scottsdale,
I'm advising
Mesa.
It that if you do, you're going to go to jail.
Okay, well, I'll see you then. You can send me to jail then.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay.
So.
Have a better day.
Yeah. I'm having a great day.